So Bill Maher, if you guys don't know, made a revolutionary YouTube video called Losing to China. And so I'm going to quote something that he says. China sees a problem and they fix it. They build a dam. We debate what to rename it. We're not losing to China, we lost. Yeah, so without further ado, first thing we're going to talk about really quick is if you guys haven't heard, this was last Thursday, and it was Biden's first press conference. I might insert a clip of it right here. Is that legal?
Yeah.
I'll insert it right here.
So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway, we're ready to get a lot done.
So yeah, at his press conference, he did announce that he was going to be rerunning in 2024. So this Monday was the Boulder shootings, and Sophie's gonna tell you about it.
Okay, fine. So if you guys, Jazz is gonna cut it out, but basically I just butchered this kid's name. So around 2:30 p.m., there's a suspect. So it's this 21-year-old, and he was taken into custody after the shootings at a Boulder, a Colorado supermarket, and has been charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder. And the police said that the suspect was injured by the crossfire or the gunfire and was hospitalized and is now in a stable condition. So there are 10 victims, including three grocery store employees and one police officer. And the suspect had bought a Ruger AR-556 on March 16th, and less than a week before the shooting, right, raising the concern of gun control for lawmakers. And Harris even calls for background check legislations to pass in the Congress.
Yeah, and I am pretty concerned because, like, I don't understand how background checks don't have bipartisan support. I mean, that seems pretty logical to me. So there is evidence to show that gun restrictions have been wildly successful. So in Australia in 1996, there was this dude named Martin Bryant, and he went into a cafe and opened fire with a semi-automatic rifle, and he killed 35 people and wounded 28. And so the prime minister at the time was John Howard, and he persuaded both his coalition to agree to a sweeping nationwide reform of gun laws, which is called the National Firearms Agreement, and people say NFA. It literally passed like a month after this shooting. So right after this happened, Australia quickly mobilized. And then apparently, according to statistics, after that, there was a 57% decline in firearm suicide rates and a 42% decline in firearm homicide rates. But on the other hand, there is other evidence to show that there's like conflicting evidence. So,
Well, I think it's better than doing nothing.
yeah, I think like background checks, how can that hurt though?
Right?
And so, one thing that I read on the news a few days ago was, you know how the Senate is pretty much like 50-50, right? If Biden wants to pass his legislation, he needs every Democrat vote to turn the Senate. Well, two senators who are Asian, and they are going on strike. They're saying Biden has to put an Asian American to fill one of his council positions, or they are going to like vote against every single bill that they're trying to get. And so that's like their little
Yes.
strike. Yeah.
Let's go. Well, I think Biden has done a lot more than Trump has.
In terms of like diversifying.
Yeah. Are there any Asian Republican senators?
Yeah,
Well, there might be. There
there
probably
was
is.
one.
Japanese, right?
There was one a long time ago.
Well, I think Mitch McConnell's wife is Japanese, right?
Yeah, Mitch McConnell's wife is not a senator.
Yeah, but she's like a Republican
Yeah,
person.
she is.
A lot of Asians are actually Republican.
Yeah. Well, I think it's pretty much split. I did actually Google a while ago, like Asian politicians. And then there was like a tiny little list. So, okay, speaking of China, if you guys haven't heard about the Alaskan Summit, and this happened a few days ago. So, Bill Maher, if you guys don't know, Bill Maher made a revolutionary YouTube video called Losing to China. And I highly recommend you guys watch it because it is so relevant and so true. And so I'm going to quote something that he says. China sees a problem and they fix it. They build a dam. We debate what to rename it. China once put up a 57-story skyscraper in 19 days. They demolished and rebuilt the Sanyuan Bridge in Beijing in 43 hours. We binge watch, they binge build. We're not losing to China, we lost. And so, literally, if you guys watch the Alaskan Summit, we literally got roasted so hard. It was the first major in-person U.S. and China meeting since Biden took office. And as y'all know, Biden's new foreign policy strategy is not as harsh on China as Trump was. But there's still tensions. However, China kind of was not friendly at all. And at last week's Alaska meeting, between them, Chinese officials made it quite clear that they no longer respect us. China's top foreign affairs policymaker said, "The United States does not have the qualification to speak to China from a position of strength." And for a good reason, right?
Come on.
I mean, Sophie, do you want to talk about why China hates or doesn't respect us anymore?
Well, I mean, we literally, dragged their name through the dirt over and over and over. We literally massacred their people trying to get a better life. And we looked down on them, even though they're literally, the fastest growing economy in globally, right now. They're doing so well, and we just have this air of Western hypocrisy.
That is so true. I was about to bring that up.
We just think we're better than them because we are,
yeah,
Westernized. We are white people. Come on, go China, put them in their place.
Humble our government. And one thing Sophie brought up was Western hypocrisy, and that is so true because one factor of it is we always ridicule China for being
communist.
Yeah, for being not a democracy as well.
But they're doing better than us. Clearly we're the ones doing something wrong here.
Yeah. I think Sophie mentioned one time when we were covering the Capitol riots, China is laughing at us for these certain things. That is exactly why they say that democracy doesn't work in their country. We tell them, hey, you guys need to be a democracy. But yet at the same time, number one,
our own people are rioting against democracy.
Yeah. And then number two, I don't even think our government is fulfilling democracy.
I think something's gonna happen to the US.
Yeah.
China's gonna surpass us. I'm glad I have a citizenship.
Oh my god, last time we were talking about how China's gonna nuke us so we have to leave. Oh wait, hold on, let me find a nice filter. Yeah, so we gotta move out, bro.
Yeah, Jasmine is putting the
thug life glasses. Yeah,
thug life glasses on her face. Thug life. Okay, well, to be honest, I should just move to France. Oh, you know, in France, I had one friend and she's like, yeah, I don't remember which country it was, France or Italy. She's like, yeah, I went there, but she has an American, obviously an American passport and citizen, but they went there and they're like, hey, do you want a citizenship? And she was like, yeah. So she just got a citizenship.
What?
It's a random European country. I'm like, okay, yeah, she did. I'm just excuse me, her parents are both Indian, okay?
I'm so confused.
She does not have family there. Yeah, she just has a citizenship in some random country.
Way to finesse.
Right? So it's if something does happen, thank God all these countries have dual citizenship, so I can just be a citizen.
Yeah, y'all, if you are US citizens, you guys have to have a backup plan at some point.
Oh yeah, well I'm gonna escape to Taiwan or China if US gets nuked.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note, just be careful, guys. We're gonna end the episode here. We hope you like this current events episode, and we'll see you next week.